Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on
what's
the
up,
trees
what's up, everyone? Welcome aboard.
The
Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz on this glorious Friday. So, you know, I'm thinking around and I'm watching stuff and I'm going, okay, if you're sick of the Fed, raise your hand. I mean, can they be any more annoying? Is there any organization that could be any more annoying? I mean, you know, you can't go a day without one of the idiots coming out and talking about something. And of course, now Bullard saying that, well, we don't know, we're not sure. I don't know. I don't know. I just can't. I can't deal with them anymore because all they're really doing is grabbing our cash. So I'd like them to be disbanded. You know, I'd like to end the Fed. I think that the days of needing fiat currency, the days of needing the bailout of their rotten monetary policy, are over. I mean, I think that we're perfectly capable of making our own bubbles. I think we're perfectly capable of destroying the economy without their help. I mean, they just seem to be able to expedite it as they turn us into a bunch of who knows what. You know, it's really sad, in all seriousness, when you look around the globe and you look at the destruction going on. And really, I hope you understand that really what's happening is the big money is flowing to the big money, and it's flowing right through your fingertips, and that is the problem with the supposed free money. You know, right? Nothing is free. So, you know, as one of my famous sayings, there ain't no free lunch. You know, especially when it comes to trading, and you know, because everybody promises you the world. We'll talk about that later. But there ain't no free lunch. You think that they're doing this out of the goodness of their heart? They're doing this to line their own pockets and line the pockets of their sponsors. Okay? You know, this is a age-old Ponzi scheme in which, unfortunately, we are the unwilling, unknowing victims that are being trounced by it. You can look at it any way you want. You can and certainly if anybody would like to debate me on the issue, I would look forward to it. But again, if they were doing the job that they were intended to do was monetary policy, I could live with it. But they're not. They're involved in everything. And who the hell needs them? Okay? The fiat currency system is a failure as far as I'm concerned. Okay? You know, let's trade in rocks, trade value. You know, the whole problem is the market price discovery model, the price discovery model for employees. It's all broken. Why? Because they continue to destruct the value of what we have, and they defined it into one way, a piece of paper. That isn't even money. It's a note. It's an IOU. Okay, but the point is that what happened to, you know, paying for whatever you could pay? Now, again, I know we're not going to start negotiating in the department stores or grocery stores, but why not? Okay, you know, why not? You know, you look around, and why shouldn't I be able to hire an employee for any amount that I want to hire him for, whether it be for less than the minimum wage, if that's what he's worth, or for $1 million. I mean, what is the difference? Shouldn't I be the one, as the employer, to decide what I'm going to pay my help? But because they've done so much destruction to the economy, it forces everybody into poverty. You know, this is not by accident. I mean, I'm just saying, it's just my opinion. But this is a terrible policy in which we live under right now, because we get taxed to death on everything. I mean, you know, I just got my real estate tax bill. God, I jump out the window, except it's on the first floor. Okay, I'd be like Newman and Seinfeld. But, I mean, you know, it's just unfathomable where money goes. You know, do you realize if you live in Cook County in Illinois, near Chicago, actually Chicago isn't Cook County, but Cook County, cigarettes, if you're a smoker, are, I think, $12 a pack. In Lake County, one county over, cigarettes are $6 a pack. You get $5 or $6 in taxes, okay, that you're paying. Now, you tell me, is that reasonable? I don't know. I certainly don't think so. I think it's a crock of shit myself, okay? So what I'm saying is, when do we get away from them just taxing us? And this is not the Federal Reserve. This is just every city. It has their own stuff. I mean, New York's ridiculous. California's the worst. Okay. I mean, you know, and of course, Texas and Miami and in Vegas are the best. But when does it stop? Okay. Now, this is all related to the same thing. So when is it equal and fair for everybody? When do we go back to just a regular model where everything is determined by the value of your service, your product, yourself? Okay, you know, instead of, you know, all the other ancillary charges that we see. I mean, you know, you pay an employee, you know, $10 an hour. You know, you're not paying 10. Okay, you're paying 10 plus tax plus tax plus tax. Okay, and then if you have a full-time employee, then it's 10 plus tax plus benefits. And of course, that creates another issue, okay, because of now what we better make sure that we don't have full-time employees, because we certainly can't afford the benefits because we're paying so many other things. Now think about how much money we would have if we didn't have all these ridiculous taxes, okay? Think about how much money we would have if we didn't have all the BS going around us. Think about how much money we'd have if we didn't have such a huge government. If we weren't supporting everybody, okay, the middle class, that is, if we weren't out supporting everybody, we'd have a lot more money. Now, it might not be a lot more in dollar amount, but your same $500 a week that you make would be worth $500 a week instead of 20 cents. Okay, and that is more of the problem, but it is created and groomed and left to keep growing by the Federal Reserve and their ignorant policies. Again, I can think of no other way to put it, but you know, certainly I was a defender of the Fed, but not necessarily their policies. Well, now I can't even be a defender of them. I mean, to me, they're just totally lost and out of their mind. I mean, you know, you just watch. And again, who wants to hear from them? I mean, you do what you got to do, but leave me out of it and leave me alone. Okay? But of course, the comments are only made to do one thing, and that's to stem the tide. But you know what? When the tide's going to roll out, it's going to roll out with them or without them, because eventually they're going to get beaten down by the size of the market. They're not big enough to stop anybody once this ball gets rolling. But we'll see how it plays out. In the meantime, check out our friends at Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. You know, every day they have swim lessons. My friends Scott and Kevin give them to you every day. And really a great asset to anybody who's trading. They really do a great job with the education, and I suggest you check it out. I suggest you use Thinkorswim. It's one of the best platforms out there. It's my platform of choice. I have more than one, but it is my platform of choice. In the meantime, download my show every day, The Bubba Show, at libertytalk.fm. Anytime you miss it, as I've been saying, we just passed 200,000. We're trying to get to 3, so help me out. Help a brother out. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. Top of the season. Mm-hmm. welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And did you help a brother out? No, just kidding. So, you know, so now we've got a system in place. Now, I think I told this story before, but today I have a point. I'm not just telling the story. So I eat Jimmy John's a lot. Okay. I like their food. I like their service. I used to like their price. Okay. But I like it. It's quick. It's easy. And besides, it's the closest to my house. So when I'm hungry and need a quick sandwich, it's the fastest, easiest for me to get to. But all that being said, I walk in one day and I pay for my sandwich and I go, wait a second, you made a mistake. This is 20% higher than I paid yesterday. He goes, no, we raised our prices today. I go, what do you mean? I said, you raised your prices 20% in one day? And I go, my God, what is going on in this country? Now, there is no inflation. We know that because the Fed tells us that there is none. Okay? In the meantime, my gas is higher, my food is higher, and I'm making less. But there is no inflation, but so it's all good. That's a good thing because there's no inflation. We're deflating. But anyways, so now, you know, for whatever reason, they wanted to raise their prices, and God knows what it was, the reason was. I mean, certainly it was, I mean, for the food I eat, I was eating at the time ham, okay, and hogs were selling off. So why would my ham be going up, okay? So, but of course, as we look at the markets, and that's what I want to bring in here, you know, you had last year, you had cattle at ridiculous prices, right? And if you ever listen to me on some of the agricultural stuff, I said, look, high prices are going to cure high prices. And I'm not telling you we're going down, but I'm saying that your risk versus your reward, if you own them, you got a lot more risk than if you sell them. Okay? Because they ain't going up forever. I don't, again, nothing goes up forever. Doesn't matter. Okay? Because eventually it prices itself out of the market. But in the meantime, the one thing that typically doesn't price itself out of the market are the, you know, the nice restaurants that, you know, that build a good reputation. For example, in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area, and I'm not sure, I think they might be all over by now, but Let Us Entertain You restaurants, and they're one of their key or marquee places, fancier is Wildfire. So they, you know, they're steak experts or whatever, they sell steak, and they raise their prices ridiculous amounts of money. Well, now, okay, turn the clock forward, and of course cattle has been cut down by 40%. Okay, but they didn't bring their prices down. Okay, cash cattle was crashing last week, but yet they don't bring their prices down. So my problem is I have no problem if somebody's being legitimate, okay, and the closest to being legitimate is gas, but they're not legitimate either. I mean, they've got an angle behind it, but they do, their prices do go up and down. I mean, you know, certainly gas stations, they could collude, you know, against the law, but they could collude and keep their prices higher. But what I'm saying is that the gas does go up and down. And I think, you know, listen, it's like an exchange rate in currency, right? You always get screwed. Okay. In fact, let me bring this story in now, because I know it's I'm in the middle of the other story, but this is a good one to tell now. So I go to Canada a number of years ago to we're taking my son to Cooperstown, New York, to play at the big trip, the big 12-year-old trip every year for kids, is the Little League World Series, not the Little League World Series, but it's the I forget what it's called, but and it was a Hall of Fame, whatever it's called. Anyways, so, you know, teams from all over country come, and you know, they have like 100 teams playing every week, vying, and you go to the Hall of Fame and all this stuff. But we decided to make a trip out of it. We went through Toronto, okay, see Niagara Falls, you know, all the touristy stuff. So I go, well, okay, I saw the falls. That's good enough for me. You know, my wife wanted to take the kids around. I go, go take it. Have a good time. She, you know, we're with some other people. I said, I'm going to play poker. So I went over to the casino, and I forgot the name of the casino in Toronto. But anyways, I go over to the casino, and I buy in for some money, a couple hundred bucks. And they take the exchange rate, you know, U.S. to Canada. And of course, they hit me on the exchange rate, right? There's always a bid offer spread. And when you're buying, you're paying the offer. When you're selling the bid. So you always get beat a little bit. So I go down, I play poker, I win. I go back to cash in, and they give me back like 10% of my winnings. I go, wait a second, what happened? You made a mistake. No, 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 we charge the exchange rate on the way out, too. So they hit me on both sides of the exchange rate, okay? So it's not like they weren't stealing enough on the original break. A casino that's already got the edge is now grabbing both sides of my money. And, of course, I almost got arrested. I had a meltdown in there because, obviously, I'm one of the guys that understands how all these work and all these markets work. So I got obviously pretty irritated and got thrown out, but I'm good at that. Anyways, so back to the goods and services. So, you know, gas stations, you know, they're entitled to an edge. I mean, I have no problem with anybody trying to gather some sort of an edge. I just want it to be fair. So when restaurants raise their prices and and never come down, but they raise because of, but that reason is no longer existent. Why don't they come down? Well, why should they? Because they got you still coming. You're still paying for it. And what do they care? And I think that's a problem. Okay. Now, obviously, it doesn't stop me from going out. I mean, I don't typically frequent those kind of places anyways because, you know, I can't stand. I never found a steak that was worth $100. I don't know. I don't get it. But God bless America. You have the freedom of choice. But, you know, so, you know, Starbucks, they never came down their coffee. They made the big speech when coffee was going up. And, of course, all the commodities are at, you know, ridiculous lows. You know, if you remember a couple years ago, we worried about the price of cereal. Oh, my God, the grains are going to the moon. What are we going to do? And, of course, it doesn't mean anything. So my point is, why is it that we have all these things? And the biggest reason that we have all these things relates back to the same thing, believe it or not. It's all the regulations and the rules and the things. And you can pin it back to a too big of a government and the Federal Reserve, okay? Because they're all related. You know, all the problems that are created are related to money, okay? Who controls the money, okay? The government spends it and the Federal Reserve prints it. So if you're going to continue, you know, at this pace, okay, with a fiat currency that can be manipulated, well, you get what you deserve, okay? Because, you know, you can't manipulate your time. You know, you can't split, you can't work, you know, how many hours in a week? No, 7 times 24, 168, right? You can't work more than, you know, let's say you don't need any sleep. You can't work more than 161 hours a week, you know, if you need an hour a night, right? But when you get the banks put their money out, they're getting paid like they're working 1,100 hours a week. My point is where's the fair and equal opportunity? That's the problem. This is all relates back to the same thing, okay? The more they print, the more they tap the tax, the more they have to stick it to you, and then, of course, the less they give away and the more the individual says he's got a tax. So it's a complete ball of stuff rolling downhill, and, of course, the hill stops with the middle class because the entitlements, they don't pay anyway, so what difference does it make? Okay? So it stops. Where do you think it stops? It stops right here. We get the honor and privilege of getting it stuck to us on a regular basis because they choose to spend too much money. And if they don't have enough, they just print some more so they can spend some more. And I did an interview yesterday, and I said straight out, the problem here is that everybody thinks that they can borrow their way out of debt. You cannot borrow your way out of debt. If you try to borrow your way out of debt, all you do is build more debt. Now, of course, the Fed can print more money, and they always do. I mean, have you ever really seen an honest to God government shutdown or an honest to God debt ceiling that get raised? I mean, you know, like they play around with it for a day or two, but, you know, have you ever seen anything freeze? No. And yet we continue to keep hiring government employees and we keep growing the government. And pretty soon we'll all be working for the government, which is exactly what they want. They want everybody to be from the socialism, the socialistic, the Marxism. Okay. And that is what you're looking at. And it's certainly what you'll be looking at if you don't vote somebody other in, then who's supposed to win or who's favored to win this election? Because, again, if you want another, you know, 8 years like we just had. Now, I don't say he's a bad guy or anything, but Jesus, did he put us in the tank? But, you know, hey, that's life. And that's why we have rights. And that's why we can vote. And that's why we'll see in this country another revolution at some point. But for now, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to BubbaTrading.com. Next week, I've got 3 new classes starting. That'll be the last of the year, or the last of the quarter until September. But check them out. Hedging, futures, and options. Great classes, very fair. And one of the nice things about my classes is if you forget some stuff, you can always come back for a free refresher. In the meantime, you miss a show, libertytalk.fm. Check it out. Download it. Be one of the 200,000 looking to get to 300,000 people that download it every day. And this is the Bubba Show. Todd LaMorris. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I will be right back after the break. Bubba Show.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz hanging out with you. And, you know, all right, I've done enough bitching. I know. Bitch. Okay, let's do a little educating. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on. Okay. And let's give a general profile of things you should be looking for in any market that you want to trade. Okay. So let's start with the stock market. Okay. Now, again, I don't predict tops and bottoms. I'm not a gloom and doom guy. I don't sell off of the fear of others. I'm not interested. I don't care. I don't need the money. I certainly don't need to get it that way. I don't think I would go after that money if I was destitute. I don't think I could go after it that way. I don't think it's the right thing to do. I think that you got to be straight up and do the best you can to help and help people. And if you do that, you know, if you play life fairly and fun, you know, yeah, there's a lot of, you know what I mean in the world. And obviously I can't say it here, but at the end of the day, you know, you live good, you live clean, and, you know, you enjoy, and, you know, good things will hopefully come your way. But the markets cannot continue to go up at this pace. Now, I know we've been in consolidation the last couple of weeks, but we can't stay around these unbelievably high levels right now. I mean, if you think about it and look at it, and again, I'm not predicting a top now because, see, this is the key. This is really what I'm getting at, is there's nothing you can do right now. Okay, you have to be in the mode of observing the market right now. Well, what am I looking for? Well, good, I'm glad you asked. We're waiting for the market to give us a solid footprint, okay, of what it has in mind for its next direction. Okay, now, when markets lack volume and when markets lack volatility, that will tend to lead to the market continuing to go higher. Why is that, you ask? I'm glad you asked that question. Because there's always pension money coming in. There's always money flowing into the market. So dull markets drift higher just on their own, basically their own weight. Okay? In commodity spaces, dull markets tend to drift lower because those are not used as actively for, you know, retirement funds and to create yield, you know, and to create, you know, investments. Those are more trades. So they tend to drift the opposite way. But so in the market, we know that they're going to drift higher. So we know that for the most part, if it's quiet and it's dull, there's probably not much to do unless we're just buying. And of course, most of you probably have a long-term portfolio or, you know, an IRA or something. So you're invested in some way, shape, or form. But when you're looking to trade, okay, and you're looking for action, the first thing you're looking for is some price action, some price volatility, which we really have had not. We have not had very much recently. Yes, we've had a couple hundred point down moves and, you know, up moves, but basically they've been in a straight line. They either go straight up or straight down. So until we get some price whip back and forth, that's a sign that we're just going to stay in this area and not do much. Okay. When you start to see the big monster rally, oh my God, I got to get in, or the big monster sell off, oh my God, I got to get out, that's the time that the markets are getting ready to make a move. But for now, the equity markets are not performing in that direction. They're just kind of hovering, and they are hovering up towards a higher level. Remember, that's why we're not predicting. I don't like to predict it anyways. I mean, I'm giving you a long-term macro view of what's going to happen. But I have, you know, everybody who's on my calls on Sunday and Monday, okay, I've been saying, look, we'll look for a couple of trades and we can find something. We'll take them. But we're not going to step out here, because when there is no volatility, that is not the time to gamble. Okay, the only time you gamble in the market, you should never really gamble, but the only time you step out of your box and maybe get a little bit aggressive is when you have volatility. Because volatility is what we call the great forgiver. Okay? And only because you get such violent price swings that either if you were wrong, it almost could turn around and you could be right, or you've gotten stopped out and you've gotten back in and it's moved enough to get you to make your money back or and more. So that's what we're looking for. And right now we don't have it and I don't foresee it. It's not something that will happen in one day. I will predict this. Okay. We'll probably have a big sell-off, which will create a lot of panic. But then soon after, like we saw in February, you'll have a monster rally. But I think you want to watch the next monster rally, because again, even in 2008, the markets did not go straight down. The markets went down a lot, but there was a lot of huge rallies in between. Okay, so what we're looking for is some more volatility, a big panic sell-off, which is met with buyers, because we know that every time the market dips, we got to buy it. But one of these rallies from the dip will not hold, and that's what we're looking for. And again, it won't be in one day, so we'll cover it, and when I see it, I'll announce it. Okay, now you are seeing this kind of action in some other markets. You're seeing some topping action in the oil markets. Now, the TV guys can talk it up all they want. They can talk their crap all they want. Okay. At the end of the day, the oil market and the stock market are not correlated. At the end of the day, oil is probably somewhere near a high, and the price action that you're seeing is telling you that. You've seen some dramatic rallies and some dramatic sell-offs, and we always end up right around, you know, 44, 45 right now. And soon you'll start ending up around 43, 42, and then soon end up about 40, and then maybe into the 30s. Okay. Again, I like oil. I just don't like it here. But that's the kind of price action you're seeing. Okay. But the biggest area we're seeing this kind of action right now is in two places, the grain space and the livestock space. So first of all, in the grain space, to me, it looks like topping action. Okay. You're getting wild moves. And yesterday you had a big up move followed by a turnaround. And you've seen that the last few days where the markets made huge intraday swings. Now, again, I'm actually very bullish commodities, and especially the grains going forward. But knowing what I know there has to be some point where we need to have some selling, because markets just don't ever make it that easy on people. I know that's a terrible answer, but there's going to be some selling, because there's going to be some profit takers. The rallies were not built. The rally was more of a short covering rally, and it was more built on speculators. Okay. So, and they pushed it up and they're going to take it back down because they're going to take some profit. But I think overall, I think it's going to be a good season, but I think you have to wait patiently for the right levels to get in. And I think right now, as a trader, I am short grains. I mean, I make that clear. I always tell everybody where I stand, so, you know, not to confuse the issue. But I believe that you have to be, you know, prepared. And again, I'm in longer term, I'm very bullish. Longer term, I believe we're going to go higher. I think there's a shot for a big market in the next year or two. Even this year, I think there could be a big market, which is dramatic price move, not, you know, 30, 40 cents. So, but you're seeing this kind of action in wheat and in corn, but especially in soybeans. And to me, that's a perfect understanding and a reason that you'd want to be looking to sell. And I've advised all my people to sell their beans that are in storage and hedge the beans that they're growing. Okay. So that. Now, the opposite side of that market is the livestock market. Okay. Now, hogs, they're just stuck now in a range again. They look a little weak, but they're really, you know, the April is 80 to 84. But the cattle markets, last week, the cattle markets got absolutely destroyed. They got crushed, but you look at the cash market, and that got crushed as well. What that's telling you is that everybody's panicking. Now, remember, you've heard this on the Bubba Show before. If you panic and you puke, you lose. Okay? You cannot be afraid of the market. What you have to understand is how to make the market work for you. Okay? Now, you're not going to always be right, and I'm not going to always be right. You know, I don't profess to always be right. But my decision is not based on my emotion. My decision is based on math, on a model. Okay? And not a complicated model. It's just, if you look at something, if you look at a footprint, if you look at a chart, which is really a geometric, you know, of patterns, okay, geometry, and you go, okay, we're reaching this kind of level, it shows up fairly clearly. You want to break it down to the simplest way that you can look at a chart. You know, you look at a chart and you see, where does it look like it's peaking, or where does it look like it's bottoming? And then you look for the action from there, and if it gives you the right footprint, then you can either sell or buy at those levels. Okay, now typically, you know, me personally, I like to sell at those upper levels when they give way, and I like to buy at those bottom levels when they give way. But so what we're seeing now is and we saw some pretty big moves now. You know, the feeder cattle's rallied back about $8, and the live cattle's rallied back about, I don't know, $4, $5, $6, something like that. So you're seeing that, and I think that those are at bottoms. Now, again, I would expect to see some selling in there now because, again, I'm from the school that no market goes straight up or straight down, and I've yet to see one that does. Now, of course, obviously, there's been stocks that go to business, but even the ones that go to business typically give you one last hurrah, kind of like when, you know, the dying man has a rally, even though he's dying. You know, sometimes even when a company's going to business, they'll give you a shot. You know, I mean, all these things happen all the time because there's a human emotion, there's trading on both sides of the market. But those are things that you look at when you're trading. Is you're looking for a clue, and not a clue of what you think, a clue of what the market's telling you. The market will always tell you what it's thinking. It's your job to listen to it. And that's a fact. Okay, again, you're not going to always be right, but are you always right with your husband or your wife? No. So remember that. I mean, you know, look for the best clue. You know, treat it like your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your friend, whatever. If you treat the market like that and understand that it has volatile moments, just like your spouse or your friends, you'll have a much better shot at it, okay? Because investing is a great asset, a great opportunity for you guys, but you got to understand what's going on. Anyways, you do got to go to BubbaTrading.com and check out the blogs I write every day and see what we're doing over there. I mean, of course, you know, we love to teach, and I do have 3 new classes starting next week, but also make sure that if you miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm, you download it every day. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to go out here for a break, and I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz here, and as we bring it on home for the weekend, you know, I do Varney every Tuesday, 9:30 Eastern, and, you know, it's hard. When I'm not in studio, it's hard. It's hard for me to get in. I got to scream in through the mic, right, and yell in the somebody's ear and hope they let me on. But this week they didn't let me in, and I got my words out at the end, but it was too fast. And you know, one of the things I don't like is the cheerleading that goes on, and you know, especially when we're cheering for something that's not very good. Now, Ford had record earnings, I think, or they had great earnings, whatever it was. But what nobody talks about is that Ford and the other auto companies have mortgaged their futures. Who is going to be here to buy cars? Think about this. They're giving 10-year notes right now. Okay. 10-year notes. I remember when you couldn't get, you had to beg to get 24 months. Now they're giving 120 months to pay for a car. It's like buying a house. Well, where's the repeat customer to come from? You know, when I grew up, you know, my dad bought a car like every 3 years. And my, listen, there's many people that do. I'm not saying that nobody does, but the customer that they're attracting, okay, is not somebody who buys a car every 3 years. They're buying the car, first of all, because the financing is cheap and because they stretch the payments out far enough that the person can afford to pay for it. So when you look at it, you go, well, what are they going to do? Well, that's my point, okay? That was the one loan bright spot, you would say, you know, in an economy, you know, Ford was selling cars, okay? But now, okay, you know, what are they going to do when they've sold everybody and the economy doesn't get any better? Because I don't really see a bright spot in the economy until the Fed gets out, until we actually take the beat down that we're going to have to take, until we actually start to rebuild America and rebuild within sight, okay? Because we've eliminated any of the good jobs, so we have to have a spot now that we can replace those jobs. And unfortunately, the younger generation coming up, they will have jobs, you know, in tech, and those will be good jobs for them. But the older people going out, and, you know, old's relative. I mean, I'm older. I mean, you know, I'm 60. But, you know, the 40-somethings and the 50-somethings and the 60-somethings that were uneducated, okay, that were in that business, they're not working. And they're the parents of these people. So when you look at it, you're going to have to say, well, you know, how's it going to flush out? Well, you know, the only way it can flush out is if we can find a way to put these people back in the workforce, okay, and not working at $9 an hour or $8 an hour or even 15, okay, because they were making more. But the problem we have here is that, A, we've got too many laws, too many regulations. B, you've got too many costs to want to put these people to work. You know, we've gotten into a lot of bad habits in this country. And right now, it's like every major company is out to screw somebody else. Now, I don't know who started the war, but let's talk about the insurance companies. And let's talk about the doctors first, because health insurance is obviously one of the most important things you can have. You know, it's something you hope you never need. But, you know, if you ever had a catastrophe, you know, the hospital bills would obviously break you. But I don't know who started this war, and I'm not accusing anybody, but I'm saying that somewhere along the line, either the insurance companies felt that they could beat down the doctors and make them take less so the insurance company could realize more of a profit on their premium, or the doctors tried to screw the insurance companies by overcharging, figuring they could make more. And, of course, somebody had to give in somewhere, and now all it is a battle between everybody. But the real problem is, of course, we get stuck in the middle of this battle once again because our premiums all go up, even if we didn't do anything wrong. But the bigger problem here that nobody else is talking about, you only get to hear this stuff on the Bubba Show, okay? Insurance companies, they make their money off of investing, okay? They make their money more often than not, and a big percentage of it in like fixed income investing. Okay. Well, they're not in that market right now because there ain't no market. Okay. So even the insurance companies, because, you know, look, the bottom line is if you buy, you know, $100,000 life insurance policy, you're never paying the $100,000. How do you think they get to the $100,000? I mean, there's a lot of ways, but one of the ways is that they invest your money. You know, you're paying the policy for, you know, they figure the average. Let's say you're paying a policy for 20 years, and maybe you'll pay $20,000 of the $100,000. But they've been investing that money for 20 years, so they figure they're going to do much better at a nominal rate of return, and usually they're right. But now you've restricted that, and you've restricted where they can invest their money, and that's a problem. Okay, and that's one of the reasons our premiums are higher, is because they're having trouble making money on their money. okay, because they're no different than a bank in that respect, is that they have to invest their money to make more money. So now, what is that going to do? Well, it's going to create, obviously, higher premiums. It's going to create more of a problem for the average American. Because, again, as has been the theme today, who gets to pay for it? We do. You know, nobody cares about us. They just want us to keep paying. But what you're realizing is that the middle class, is running out. They're running out of money. Okay? You know, you cannot keep cutting somebody's wages and charging them more and tell them that we're in a deflationary scenario and assume that they're going to be able to get out of it. Because obviously you can't do it. So, and the obviously telltale signs here are retail sales. Because if retail sales aren't moving, that means people aren't buying. I mean, as simple as that. Okay? And why aren't they buying? Because it's hard enough to buy food and gas and do everything else to live. And again, we talked about earlier, real estate tag is what about a mortgage? Even at a cheap rate. You know, middle class, we tend to like to spend as much as we make, you know, because our concern is how much is it by the month. Okay? But what happens is, you know, you do everything perfectly and you're planning, you know, spending $1,000 a month because you're making $1,500. Well, now all of a sudden you're making $900, but you're still spending $1,000. So the equation does not work out well, which is the whole problem with the whole system. Now, that, you know, we started with that today, and we'll finish with that. Debt. Debt is not a good thing. Now, we all have to have debt. We all have debts, and I don't have a problem with that part. But you cannot compound debt on top of debt to try to pay back old debt, because all that really is a Ponzi scheme. See how I got back to that? I got my stuff going here. But again, we have a legalized Ponzi scheme in the United States of America. The Federal Reserve is running it with the assistance of the United States government. Okay. Unfortunately, you and I can't do that. We don't have the printing press. We don't have the ability to create money. So, and odds of creating money, we have to either go broke or work harder or whatever. And of course, the problem there is there's not enough jobs, and the jobs that are available don't pay enough. So if you take a look at the unemployment number and you see that, they'll tell you how good it is, and I'm going to tell you how bad it is, because it's bad. The situation is dire. Okay. Now, again, I'm not going for the end of the world. I don't ever do that. I'm just telling you that there's a lot of things out there that are very problematic. And the first thing is we got too much debt. And the second thing is that Americans are building bigger debt because, again, they can't pay for what they have. So debt on top of debt equals what? I'm not going to say it, but that's what it equals. Okay? Debt on top of debt is never a good situation. Okay? It's like going to Las Vegas and keep taking out marker after marker, thinking you never have to pay it back, or you'll win it back. But guess what? The bill comes due, and you got to pay it, or you got to go bankrupt, or you got to go to court, or you got to do something. Anyways, everybody have a great weekend. Thanks for hanging out. As I love, of course, doing the show, and I love being around and teaching and having some fun. Make sure that you go to BubbaTrain.com and check it out. Again, I do a lot of good writing. I wrote some really good stuff this week, and in fact, go check it out. I had a lot of fun writing it. And if you ever miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm. Okay. Again, we got right now, we're just over 200,000 downloads every month. I'm trying to get to 3. I'm trying to, you know, to get some advertisers onto the show. But for the meantime, everybody have a great weekend. Thank you so much for being here. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.